It's time to relax, and you know what that means. A glass of wine, your favorite easy chair, and of course...
Rock for Rookies.
Playing on your home stereo. So go on and indulge yourself. That's right. Kick off your shoes, put your feet up, lean back and just enjoy the melodies. After all...
Rock for Rookies.
...soothes even the savage beast.
What's up, everybody? My name is Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock Rookies. Today is Sunday, October 4th, 2009, and yes, I am still stuck in Edison, New Jersey. And to make up for that, I'm not going to be ranting so much this week. Instead, what I've decided to do is just give you, and I'm trying to be humble here, one of the best mixes of music I have ever put together. To prove that, obviously, I started things off with AC/DC's TNT off of their 1975 album TNT, back when Bon Scott was still on high, and I played that mostly because I'm seriously influenced by all the classic rock radio that I've been listening to. 104.3, yeah, baby. No, it's really amazing. I love One of the things that I love the most about America is all the options with the radio, and classic rock radio is fantastic because every time you turn it on, there's almost a 60% chance that you're going to listen to AC/DC, which for me is monumental, but it's not just the radio that I've been listening to, but I've been cruising MySpace pages, I've been up in the, you know, what albums are coming out, and we've had a doozy so far. And to start off right now, it's Bowling for Soup's brand new album, Sorry for Still Partying. It just came out a few weeks ago. I've been listening to it immensely ever since Oscar told me that it came out. And guys, this first single, well, it's a doozy. Their first song off the new album from 2009, this is Bowling for Soup's, and a really cool song to dance to. Or a really cool dance song. One of the two. You figure it out.
We grew up in the suburbs, got guitars for Christmas, and started a punk rock band. Then we traveled the nation, became a sensation in our 82 Dodge van.
for me is yet to be found. I'm bound from expressing my profound thought. Check connect the dots and make a wrestle that I lost. Somehow it makes it easier around me. Give me an excuse so I don't have to expose myself to you. So shove it up your ass. I know I can make it. I know I can fake it. I know it's meant to be. So let this curse break free. I know I can break it. I know it's meant to be. So let this curse break free. There's a lack on my mouth. Something in my way. The day I give up, that's the day I leave. Feet on the ground, lost, never be found. Till then I'm ready to show that I can flow. Even though they see UFOs stuck in the mud, glow, forcing me to grow harder, better, faster. You one day, you know I'll be the master. You flipped and left a mess, but this too shall pass. So shove it up your back. I'm again, again, and again. You left me in the pouring rain. The pouring rain. I know I can make it. I know I can fake it. I know it's meant to be. So let this curse break free. I know I can break it. I know it's meant to be. So let this curse break free. Break free.
Alright guys, so we started things off with Bowling for Soup and a really cool dance song, that was the name of it, and was that not a great way to start off the show? Besides AC/DC, of course, give up much love and respect, baby. Right after that, we heard The Music off of their 2002 album, The Music, and the song Disco. There's a whole lot of Mars Volta progressive stuff going on with The Music, and if you must, I've already played two of their tracks, and one was Getaway, the other one was Take the Long Road and Walk It, two fantastic music videos. Check those out. I don't know if there's a video for Disco. I will check it out, and if there is, I will put it in the music video link section right below the player. Now, right after The Music is a band that I'm very happy to introduce. They're called Cuban Bee. The song was I Know. This is the song we just heard, of course. And They're Israeli, which blows my mind. I discovered them when I got my hands on the pop punk Israeli punk rock music compilation volume 1 that just recently came out. You can probably get it in local music stores in Israel. If not, you can definitely get it online. Take a look out for it. Pop Punkers, one word, Israeli music compilation. It's fantastic. Now, Cuban Bee, hail from Israel, are a unique hard rock, ska, punk rock, reggae group that initiates a reaction of dance-infused happiness from all their fans who attend their performances. Obviously, I'm reading off their MySpace page. Now, Cuban Bee is bringing fun and dancing, obviously written by an Israeli, but we'll forgive them, to wherever they are with their punk rock attitude and upbeat music. The band, hailing from Israel, already said, was founded by vocalist Liat and bassist Danuki, rounded out with guitarist Avishai and Ron on saxophone. In the band's 5 years together, they have toured Europe extensively and recently relocated to LA, where they are reaching out to new fans. Cuban Bee shows can only be described as a party filled with circle pits, skanking, screaming, and dancing. The band's influences are No Doubt, Real Big Fish, Sublime, 311, and much, much more. Go check out their MySpace page because it has a whole bunch of their videos performing live, a music video that they made, and obviously a whole bunch of their songs. It's www.myspace.com/CubanBeeSka. CubanBeeSka. CubanBeeSka. One word. Ska. Ska. Alright, guys, we are moving on, and here is a promise song to you right now because I said that I would do it last week off of Megadeth's new album from this year. The name of the album is Endgame. This is the song Head Crusher.
We'll be right back. a king that we put up there, and he's a short way to fall from grace. King slowly failing upward. You can stamp, but you have no ground. I hear it from the lost words. They say it's time that you lost your crown. Don't be so greedy. A dollar's a penny to you when hearts are beating. Say what you want them to do. Wasting away, I see you. When the top of the world falls on you, finding your day, don't wanna be you. When the top of the world falls on you. Is there anybody
I'm not afraid to die.
So we started things out with Megadeth and the song Head Crusher. Please let me know what you think, because I'll definitely play a little bit more off the new album Endgame. Right after that, we heard the All-American Rejects and the song Top of the World off of their 2005 album Move Along. Now, one of the things that amuses me about the All-American Rejects, besides the fact that they're from Stillwater, Oklahoma, place I've never heard about, plus, when they say that a band's from Stillwater, Oklahoma, you just know for a fact that, like, some crazy record executive wasn't in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and discovered them. They probably moved out to L.A., or they went to New York and got discovered there. So at some point, it just, like, doesn't matter where you come from if you have to go to the big cities to get recognized. I'm just saying. After that, also, Tyson Ritter, oh my god, is he ugly. Like, he kind of has the whole, like, oh, look at me, I'm really thin, and I kind of do sexy things in my videos. And also in his videos, he's never really playing his bass guitar, is he? And he is the bass guitarist of the All-American Rejects. A lot of people don't know that, because he's never really holding it in his music videos. He's usually just kind of being sexy and thin and ugly at the same time. Now, right, what we just heard was Venom and the song Satanicist. Now, here's the interesting thing about Venom. Obviously, I've never played them before, and yes, it's the name of my favorite Marvel comic character, the dude, Venom, Spider-Man. Point moving on. They were started back all the way back in, what was it, 1978 in England, and near the end of what you would call the new wave of British heavy metal. They sort of got into it, and they became kind of famous, and they were also a seminal influence for thrash music. But what's really interesting about them was their second album, which was called Black Metal from 1982, was influential and definitive enough to describe the entire subgenre black metal. Today, as we know as black metal, that album obviously wouldn't be considered black metal by today's standards, but it was very important to naming of the entire genre. Now, the nature of Venom's high-pitched guitars, harsh vocals, and use of pseudonyms and unrelenting emphasis on satanic lyrics and imagery is considered the template for the entire black metal subgenre. So, almost all of what we consider black metal today can be followed back. That's not the word I'm looking for, but you know what I'm talking about. Back to the 1982 black metal by the band Venom. Alright, a little more influence from me, what I've been, you know, all of 104.3, all the classic rock radio. What I'm trying to say is all the radio that I've been listening to has culminated. Oh my lord. Okay, let's try this again in simple baby English. Me radio listen lot. Classic rock good. So me play awesome classic rock song. This is The Doors and Roadhouse Blues.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Los Angeles, California, The Doors!
Leave you all on the road. Listen.
Let's begin now.
I've been rolling in that purple. I've been passed around in circles. Oh, everybody's smiling while they're dialing in the warm sun. Sit around just laughing. Hopper's always packing. Fun is always flowing. The smoke ring's always blowing. Man, you gotta get a taste of this. You just don't wanna miss. I can't believe that I just met you. So long I tried to find something to ease my mind. Tipping back and swaying, it's like I'm always saying, it's all in what you're rolling, it's all in how you're strolling. Man, you gotta get a taste of this, you just don't wanna miss. And I can't believe that I just met you. So long I tried to find something to ease my mind. I do believe I finally found you.
Especially enjoyed that one. Let's see what's next.
The murder of the Tarantulas right near the pond. The money is the channel mass, boys and girls.
The money of the Tarantulas right near the pond.
The money is the channel mass, boys and girls.
We're up and down to the double line. Don't come by the back down. London, double line.
Ladies and gentlemen,
boys and girls,
ride,
ride,
Alright guys, we started things off with The Doors and Roadhouse Blues. Now, one of the things that I like and dislike about The Doors is the fact that their songs simply sound so different. You have that song, My Whiskey Bottle, My Whiskey Bar, that song, okay, so that song, I hate that song so much. And then you have, you know, Come On, Touch Me, Babe, which sometimes also sounds like a crooner song. And then you have Roadhouse Blues, which literally sounds like a blues song, and it's great. And that's why I hate The Doors, because you never know what you're going to get when you have to deal with Jim Morrison. Might have something to do with alcohol in the brain, maybe not. Right after that, we're from Sprung Monkey and the song Get a Taste. Now, Sprung Monkey have put out 4 albums so far: Swirl, Mr. Funny Face, Get a Taste, and Situation Life. Mr. Funny Face obviously being my favorite. When I say obviously, well, if you've been listening to the show, then you know that Mr. Funny Face just kind of talks to me. Not because my face is funny. Screw you. Okay, and right after that, what we just heard was Fear Before the March of Flames, or actually, as I should say, Fear Before, because they changed their name. Fear Before like to call themselves a alternative metal / experimental rock / post-hardcore / mathcore. I don't even want to know what mathcore is. I'm going to look into it while you listen to this next song. Just know that Fear Before from Aurora, Colorado. Okay? You know what? I'm sure that if Johnny could come up with a, it's like a genre for this band, it would probably have like 4 letters in it, with an apostrophe N, or E-N, maybe? I don't know. Either way, and I would totally agree, if you were before, sometimes they sound like total crap, and sometimes, you know, actually no, most of their stuff sounds like total crap. But it's heavy, and it's good, like, I don't know, it depends what you're looking for. That was the song I Should Have Stayed in the Shallow End. If that says something, maybe they shouldn't have. Either way, guys, this is part one. It's coming to an end. We're going to be back with some more amazing bands and, of course, the rock news. This is Ugly Kid Joe off of The Most Unwanted Man in America. This is the song Goddamn Devil.
You can't fool me, 'cause I know fools. Me?
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Rock for Rookies. This is the New Jersey, you know, when you used to play freeze tag, but there used to be a home base where you could be safe. Well, that home base for me is Edison, New Jersey, and I don't want to keep coming back to home base, but I want to keep seeing all my friends and family and ordering stuff off of Amazon and going to visit Dunkin' Donuts. Episode spectacular! That's right, guys. You know, remember when you used to play freeze tag and then there was the safe zone? Well, I have to keep coming back to Edison, New Jersey. It's my home base, but it's basically me just killing time in between me doing all the fun stuff. Yeah. So, okay. So, again, back to the classic rock radio. See, here's what we have to discuss. Does classic rock radio, is it a genre or is it an era? You know, because if you're allowed to play, let's say, the new AC/DC album, Black Ice, from 2008, is it classic rock? No, because don't you think classic rock should be of an era that's classic? You know, like the 70s and, you know, late 60s and maybe early 80s. I mean, this whole era, that was the classic rock era. And yet, I heard the brand new Lynyrd Skynyrd album called God and Guns. It's fantastic, but I heard it on a classic rock radio, and I don't know if that should count. But I'm going to give you a taste, especially all of you Lynyrd Skynyrd haters, and I know there's some of you out there. Okay, let's try this new stuff. Open mind, take a deep breath. Here we go. This is Still Unbroken.
Still alone, still alive, still unbroken. I'm still alone.
So that was Still Unbroken, a new song off Lynyrd Skynyrd's new album, God and Guns. I hope you enjoyed it, because with that out of the way, it's time for the rock news. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. I'm Maximum Mike, and this is the news. It was reported last Friday that AC/DC were forced to postpone several dates on their current world tour because frontman Brian Johnson recently underwent a medical procedure and, at the advice of his doctor, is taking some time to rest. Some rumors floating around speculated that he was having throat problems, but on Wednesday, the man himself posted an update on the official AC/DC website to fill fans in on what was going on. Here's what he had to say. It's an inside job that forced me to reschedule those upcoming 6 shows. Inside being the operative word here, my insides were giving me lots of trouble, ulcers and such. They were really uncomfortable and painful, which required me to seek immediate medical attention. Now, the doctors looked me over, poked, scanned, and prodded all possible areas. In the end, they gave me a clean bill of health. Trying to do this in his voice, which is kind of like Welsh and high. Born stand! Then I took a bit of time to recuperate and rest up. We've been touring nonstop since this time last year and have a lot more to do. Thanks for all the get well wishes, and I hope to see you again very soon. Now, this may have something to do with the fact that Brian Johnson had recently spoken about the fact that this could be his last tour because he's tired. And I can see how all this touring can give a man ulcers to have to put on an amazing rock show night after night after night. Now, Rock Radio reports Aerosmith bassist Tom Hamilton has explained the non-invasive surgery he recently underwent was related to his ongoing struggle with cancer, and that everything has gone fine. Hamilton was diagnosed with throat cancer in 2006 and made a full recovery, but recently missed shows on the Boston Heroes Abandoned U.S. tour in order to receive treatment against radiation therapy that helped kill the disease. I'm not going to mention the whole Aerosmith, being losers for canceling the tour in the first place. He says, I love the expression non-invasive surgery. I've rarely heard anything as brilliantly vague at the time at exactly what I wanted to convey. Let's just say that old prick Mr. C, obviously talking about cancer, hip slang, needed to get hit in the nose a few more times. He must not have liked it because he hasn't been seen since. Here's a little Pearl Jam news. Anti-Music reports that Pearl Jam topped the U.S. pop album chart for the first time in 13 years on Wednesday. The veteran Seattle rocker sold 189,000 copies of their 9th studio album, Backspacer, during the week ended September 27th, according to the Nielsen SoundScan. Other Nick Cave plans to build a gold statue of himself in his hometown of Warrnambool, Australia, has been put on hold. I wonder why. What a freaking weirdo. PR reports, now, this is a little news about one of the few people I actually consider a real rock star, in that they act like a rock star. And acting like a rock star means doing stupid things because you have the money and you want to. So PR reports that Kid Rock and Sixth Man are proud to announce the inaugural Chillin' the Most Cruise, a 4-day non-stop party hosted by Kid Rock on the high seas. The 2,052-passenger carnival inspired will set sail April 29th, May 3rd, 2010, carrying cruise round trip from Tampa, Florida, calling at Grand Cayman. I just can't wait to hang with my people, put on an American flag Speedo, grab a bottle of badass beer, and scream, I'm on a boat! Now then, Anti-Music reports, Slayer has just posted the title track from their brand new album, World Painted in Blood, online. The World Painted in Blood album will be out, released on November 3rd. So guys, go check that out. Slayer is back in the house. Okay, a little sad news for all of us. Limp Bizkit singer Fred Durst has split up from his wife Esther just 2 months after the couple married. He writes on his Twitter.com page, for those of you inquiring, I will confirm that Esther and I have decided to go our separate ways, and we both thank you for your support. It's sad, because I announced, remember how happy I was that Fred was, married again? Alright guys, that was all the news I have for this week, brought to you by Antimusic.com and Rock for Rookies. Moving right on, a band I've never played on Rock for Rookies, this is the RX Bandits, and the song, Metal Men. We'll be right back.
listen to that ska core crap. Will all bust out some Metallica or Barbara's Final Death? And you say that metal's stupid. You say, well, that's wrong. Well, I think it needs some reason. That's why I wrote this song. I don't know, but it's alright. I'm gonna go out and suck my dude like this. It's my name, I met my game. And now I want you to know who that. Well, I don't know what you said, but I didn't you know my friend is. But you laugh for me to hear. Did you know?
With a little two-slot right there, we start off with the RX Bandits amongst the hierarchy of the ska-punk genre. We heard the song Metal Man. I love the RX Bandits. They're one of those bands that just don't get enough mentioned enough, but they're really good at what they do. Plus, I've never played them on the show, so there you go, RX Bandits. Ref, we heard Mesh and the song Sunday Come Around. Now, if you don't know the band Mesh, you might know the band Mesh STL. And if you don't know them, you may know the band Modern Day Zero. Those are all the exact same band. They kept changing it because Mesh was taken by some British synth pop band, and the Mesh STL was stupid, who gives a, you know, and then finally they changed the name to Modern Day Zero. They have a few, 4 or 5 albums out, so definitely check those out. You can find, obviously, all the discography on Wikipedia, but again, fantastic post-grunge period. Okay, they do it really well. The guy's got a great voice that copied, you know, I think the voice, in my opinion, that whole, like, Chad Kroeger and Nickelback voice. It really started with James during the whole Load, Reload, Black album going. Load and Reload. And it just, you know, they took that from the thrash and they eventually popped it up a bit, which is what post-grunge became. Because that's the popular, that really drawn-out, rough, gruff voice, even though they're singing about little sissy girl stuff. I think that's a good way to describe post-grunge. All right, moving on with a little progressive rock right now. Which is going to be a huge change to the style of what we've been listening to. This is Styx and Come Sail Away.
Gathering of angels appeared above my head. pants and said, "Looky here,
I got a brand new tattoo. All the colors in it remind me of you. I got a brand new tattoo. All the colors in it remind me of you. The blue's for the bruise that you left in my heart, and the red is for the color we're about to paint this town. Ooh, I got a new tattoo. One week passed, woke up a day later.
And that was the Thunder March with Marty Friedman, the fantastic guitarist, soloist also, and he was also the fantastic period of Megadeth. When Megadeth was totally on high, Marty Friedman was the lead guitarist of Megadeth. Very nice. I don't know, I heard the Megadeth earlier, totally psyched me out. Thunder March. Done. Before that, we heard Post Grungers, or at least they call themselves an American rock band, which I think is a lot better than Post Grunge, even though they do the same kind of music. That was Saving Abel with the song New Tattoo. Okay? I mean, these guys from 2004, they're not alternative rock, they're not post-grunge, they're an American rock band. That's what they call themselves. Why not? It's rock music, and that's the way that I'd like to stick with it. New Tattoo. Seriously, if you like bands like Skillet and Theory of a Dead Man, so on and so forth, check out Saving Abel. They have a lot of good, hard stuff. Now, we're moving right along. We're almost near the end of our show. One more three-shot, and then it's the end of part two. And, of course, this week's October 4th episode of Rock for Rookies. So here we go. On the radio, not just the classic rock station, but here on the radio, I've been hearing a lot of talk about the fact that the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is coming out with a new album very soon, and of course it is almost Christmas time, two more months till Christmas time, so they've started talking about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Why? Because that's when they tour. They always tour in the month coming up to Christmas, because that's when people want to hear Christmas songs. So one of my favorite Trans-Siberian Orchestra songs, it's their rendition of The Nutcracker.
Thank you. I say, thinking about the friends that I didn't have, there was only one place to stay. Hey, hey! Backpack for a pillow, my body on a stone cold floor. I was woken up by the smell of piss, and now I can barely go back to you. I was on my feet in the heartbeat, at number 2 to 1. The little motherfucker bought a knife for me, it's time to get it out. Stand up, load up, and fire away now. If you think you got a chance, take a shot now. I've got a bullet with your name on. If you think you got a chance, take a shot, son. You bought a knife to a gunfight, so fuck you. I just don't care about money. I've been rich off all my life.
Now that was the Stone Gods and the song You Brought a Knife to a Gunfight. I also promised you'd hear a little bit of them, and there you go. That was off of their first EP, Burn the Witch, also on their first debut album. Now here's the big difference between the Darkness and the Stone Gods, since they're basically the same band, only the lead singer. The lead singer currently is Richie Edwards, who was the bassist of the Darkness. Now we knew he had a good voice, because there are a million clips of YouTube of the Darkness doing AC/DC covers. And whenever they did an AC/DC cover, it was always Richie Edwards who stepped up the mic to take on the singing portion, because he has a fantastic AC/DC voice. So they used that when they decided to create the Stone Gods after the lead singer left the band from the Darkness. Before that, we heard Skindred Ragametal, and that was their song Bruises. Skindred always gets me where I need to go, just energy-wise. It always pumps me up. Of course, we started off the block with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and their cover of the Nutcracker Suite. So a month away, they probably have a new album coming out, so keep your eyes open for that. Now, we have reached the end of part two. It's the end of the episode for this week. I didn't mention it all, but of course, you guys can always contact me at maximum@rockforrookies.com. If you know people and bands and you want to get their music on the show, this is the place to do it. Just send it to me, and it's totally on. I will pimp your band from here to Azerbaijan, because that's people listen to me in Azerbaijan, I'm sure of it. Alright guys, we're going to leave you with a fantastic song by the Vandals. This goes out to all the couples that listen to Rock Forrookies, the fiancés, the husbands, the wives, the girlfriends, the boyfriends. This one's for you to give us all a little peek at what our futures are going to be like. So I will see you guys next week. I am Maximum Mike, this is Rock Forrookies, and remember, if the music touches you, make sure it's someplace naughty. This is the Vandals with Marry Me.
To her mom, how did you know that father was the one? Then mom just rolls her eyes. She says you'll find that special guy, but to herself she cannot lie. She says I'm praying for the day I die to bury me. Then boy becomes a man and finds
Enjoyed our time together today. You know, it seems harder and harder to just sit back and enjoy the finer things in life. Well, till next time. Ta-ta.